Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, straight up top of the hour. Thank you for joining us. It is the 24th of 2010. That's right, 24 March 2010. Thank you for joining us today and caring about your world this Wednesday, wanting to learn more about what it is that takes place seemingly out of anyone's control, but we know that's not true. Let me just add that yesterday was probably the most, controversial program we've ever had on the Power Hour, if you will. More email was generated over that program than any we've ever had. And I'm going to talk about it a little bit because I think it needs to be addressed. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Today is 24 March 2010. Thank you so much for spending your time with us. I know yesterday a lot of you spent your time with us, and some people said it was a waste of your time. Some people said they were so glad they tuned in. I don't really want to rehash yesterday's program right now. We can do that a little bit later. But there were a number of people that felt as though they didn't want anything challenging. Basically, to me, that's what they're saying, challenging their prepared view of what happened on 9/11. I kind of disagree. I want to get to the truth. And if it takes listening to someone who may not be on target, maybe she is. Who knows? She has the credentials. Think about this. And I know, Josh, you weren't able to hear all of the interview yesterday, but she is an electrical engineer or a mechanical engineer who's been doing an awful lot of research in a lot of the areas that of building structures. Now, I think that this woman has probably the credentials that we need to be listening to, just like Richard Gates does.
Sure.
I want to listen to Richard Gates. I want to listen to what she has to say. I'm going to be real honest with you all that I don't think that she presents herself well. I think there is a lot of work that could be done on making your points understandable to people, interesting, easily sort of easily put them together so that you come from point A to point B to point C to point D, and then you come to the conclusion. But I don't think that happened. And we talked about that because I don't want to think that that is going to limit her in her ability to do her production and her spreading of information.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't discredit the message. You know, her.
But if you don't present well, you do discredit your message. Well, I mean, some people said things like she used the word dustification. Now, that's not a PhD term.
Sure.
Okay, maybe so. But I think she's trying to bring it down to the level of a lot of people. And the Power Hour people are not at a low level. They're really understanding what's going on. They don't need that kind of limitation on the information. Aerosolization, I think, would be more, I don't know. That to me, she didn't like that term, but I thought that would be the term that would be appropriate. Now, what we did yesterday was talk about the idea that she says it is not just the thermite that brought the buildings down, possibly a combination of the two.
I don't see why that's a problem. I mean, well, why people are having a hard time accepting new information about this.
I don't either. I really honestly don't. She is believing that it may be some type of energy weapon, some type of weapon that may relate more to Tesla than to what we are considering in regular routine kind of demolitions. And I think she may be right. I think it's a combination. I don't think they want people to know how much free energy is out there, that everybody could be benefiting from it, and that this was some type of free energy weapon.
Yeah.
She said it was not a particle beam. Don't get confused with that. Well, I'm not even knowledgeable enough in physics to understand the difference between the two, though many of you are. I think the important part is to understand we may not have all the answers. As much as we want to think we do, we may not have all the answers, and we need to be open to those answers. I got very pro comments saying, just thank you for opening up my mind. I never even considered it might be an energy weapon, a free energy weapon like this, like Tesla. And then some people said, how dare you have her on? How dare you waste the Power Hour time? How dare you destroy the credibility of the Power Hour? You are not very smart. You are this, you are that, attacking me for having put her on the air. Now let's reverse the situation and say, okay, I heard about her. She has the philosophy that it's a free energy weapon. And I said, no, it doesn't go with the 9/11 theory. I'm not putting her on. What would you think the response of the people would be then?
I wouldn't be happy, because here's another viewpoint that may or may not be right. We don't know, but who are you to keep it from us?
That's right. You know what I mean? If I am not the gate at which information should or should not pass. Neither is Marie. Neither is Aaron. We are not the gate. We will put the information up there and we'll say, I don't know. Because you know what? I didn't go to school for years as a physics major. I did not go to mechanical engineering or electrical engineering school. I did not do a thesis on this as she did. So if she is someone who is off base on some things, well, then we need to take what we can from her and extract the rest of it.
This is where discernment comes in.
That's
we must
right.
all pray for discernment. That's saying, you know, that we are bombarded with information every day. And I think the only way to stay sane is to, you know, pray for discernment.
That's right. And I talked to a gentleman named David, and he said, I get my understanding from God, from Yahweh. I go to him, and he sort of puts it all together for me. I pray for that. He puts it all together for me. And I think that is absolutely the answer. And that's why we study, and that's why we want to, you know, that's why we pray, it's why we meditate, is to be aware of what is happening around us and to reject that is not accurate or true. We go to no man for our answers, and not me, not her, not anyone. We go to God to put it all together for us. But I just want to say to all of you, though, I was shocked. I was shocked, Josh. I wish you could have been here. I have never seen our audience quite as angry as I did yesterday.
Really?
I have never seen the emails as angry.
That is so surprising to me.
Usually,
everyone's open to new information about stuff. And
I got 3 to 4 times the amount of emails we normally get.
Wow.
And I do thank each and every person, even those of you that disagreed. I thank you for sending your emails. One of them, let me just give an example here. The show today has brought some eyebrow-raising musings on my part. This is from Candy. Why such angry reactions from those that are supposed to be part of the organizations that present themselves as being in search of the truth and what happened on 9/11? The name-calling, immediate debunking, an adamant, emotional dismissal makes me more than suspicious. It almost feels like there are those that profess to be trying to uncover the truth that are being very protective against evidence that with investigation might lead us toward a very significant and absent piece of the puzzle. A puzzle piece that could connect many of the other technologies that are being used on humanity as we speak. I'm afraid the reactions today we have observed may be very telling indeed. I think some red flags have been revealed today for those still possessing critical thinking and desire for true truth seeking. Best to keep our eyes wide open. Thanks, Joyce, for the way you are directing the dialogue today. Well, that one I appreciate. That's fairly positive on the way the program went. I could also give you emails that are extremely negative. I don't know that we need to do the negative. You know, the negative emails came from the people that signed their names in Christ or...
Wow.
References to scripture, they were the nastiest.
Really?
Yeah. Well, and I'm still befuddled, if you will. I'm still shocked at this. I'm going to let it go. It's not an issue that I want to continue on. We may take some phone calls this next hour, but I want to keep an open mind because I don't have all the answers.
No, we don't. None of us do. growing up, my mother always told me that if you are doing God's will, that you will be attacked from some, you know, the devil doesn't like whoever the adversary, you know, is not going to like if you are walking in truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, perhaps there's a lot of truth to what this lady is saying. And therefore she is being attacked.
Maybe so. Maybe it is true that there was a combination of weapons. They didn't want us to know that there was free energy. So they put in the thermite issue just in case they needed to cover their bases. And that perhaps it was a free energy directed weapon. I don't know. Yeah. But I do know, when I came out of the shoot talking about Gulf War illness issues, I was attacked exactly the same way.
Yes.
I mean, I got the same kind of emails. Who do you think you are? What are your credentials? How dare you? I mean, it was vicious, mean. And I know she's received the same kind of vicious, mean kinds of things. You see, if somebody's really on the wrong track, just leave them alone.
Exactly.
They'll eventually
ignore
go away.
That's right. Yeah.
If I had been not telling the truth, and if I had been imagining all this stuff and trying to create the Gulf War illness issue and do all the things people accused me of doing, well, just leave Joyce alone. She'll go away, you know. She won't get any support. No. But instead, we got just the opposite kind of response, which was this incredible attacking that went on. Now, I don't know if people are protective of the power hour and maybe don't want to see any kind of incorrect information being put out. Maybe that's it.
I think people are just too comfortable in their, you know, their little shells that they have and their understanding and don't want to be shaken. A lot of people, not everybody, but...
Yeah. I don't know. If anybody's seen a lot of 9/11 information, it's been me. It's been this household that saw a lot of 9/11. Everybody calling here, talking about it, dealing with the issues. All of the people, you know, Kevin Barrett, Fetzer, Gage, all those people. I think
we've all studied it, but I mean, what do the architects and engineers think about this information? I wonder.
Oh, you know? They totally have separated themselves from her.
Really, really, wow. Mm-hmm. That's really sad. It, you know, now there's a division.
Yeah, and that's the part that bothers me is because, like I said yesterday, I don't want to see people separating themselves and just saying, you know, and banning people. That's what they did. If you just don't give them any time, that's one thing. But to start banning people, I don't know. That makes me feel really uncomfortable. Probably a little bit later, we'll take some phone calls on this subject. Not in this hour, though, but or maybe in the very part end of this hour. But I'm still so amazed. I'm shocked. I thought about it all night long because I've never seen that kind of response from the people that listen to the Power Hour. And maybe some of you are still angry. Maybe some people have turned off the Power Hour and aren't listening anymore. That's their choice. But I would feel very badly if I didn't give you the other side of the story. Now, the Israeli Palestinian issue, we presented both sides of that. So many people said, I can't believe you gave us actually both sides of that story. I can't believe that you actually put them on the air. That's wonderful. Well, I don't mind putting people on the air. I'm not going to put people on the air that I don't respect. I will not do that. If I know something about them morally, ethically, that really I believe is overshadowing their position, I will tend to stay away from that. But other than that, we've got to consider what people have to say. We'll be back in 4 minutes, and I will give you the news that CNN seems to lose. Stay tuned.